The Fayetteville National Cemetery is one of those places open every day to the public. People visit loved ones interred in the cemetery throughout the year. There are some days, however, that have more activity than others. Memorial Day weekend will include several events at the cemetery. Steve Gray is the chair of the Fayetteville National Cemetery Advisory Council. He says on Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, that's May 26th, family members and community members can place flags at loved ones' headstones.
One of the most impressive things that you see is the community. And they come out to place the small American flags on each one of the over 10,000 that are interred there. We have scouts. We have 4-H clubs. Several of our companies feel it's important for their employees to come out there and pay tribute to those who have given them what they get to enjoy on a daily basis.
That takes place on Saturday?
That's Saturday. Now, at 9 o'clock, we're going to have a briefing, and then shortly after that, the family members get the first choice to go ahead and place those flags on their loved ones' headstones or columbariums, and then the rest of the group gets to do that at 10 o'clock.
So if I have, say, a father and mother buried there, I would be able to go first?
Absolutely. Yeah,
and I can, and if that is my choice, to just do the two of the
absolutely, we do that the same thing with the wreaths across America at the wintertime.
Do people have to call ahead of time and let you know they're coming?
No, just make sure that, everybody is eager. I mean, it's amazing how quickly it happens. I mean, you get so many folks out there that within about 20 minutes, it's done. And, I mean, I wish all businesses could work like that. But, and so, really, that's why we set that time aside for the families to come out first.
Then the rest of the, as you mentioned,
at
more than 10,000 at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, 10 o'clock. Uh-huh. Right.
And then on Monday?
Well, actually, on Sunday, we have the reading of the names.
Oh, that's right.
And that's at 2 o'clock. And last year was our 150th anniversary, as we've talked before. This is 1867 is when this cemetery was birthed, I guess, founded. And a lot of the interred from the Civil War came from both Prairie Grove and Pea Ridge. So last year we did all 10,000 names for the 150th. This year will just be those that have been interred since the last ceremony.
And that
be about 450. And so that will only take a few hours. And we have two names. We have two people reading 15-minute intervals. So if you're wanting to get involved with that, we have a sign-up. You need to call the cemetery itself. Make sure you get your name against. I'm not sure. It goes fairly fast. But. And then, of course, Monday is our ceremony at 10 o'clock. We'll have the Dazzling Diamonds Chorus. They're a local group, been around for a while. They're part of the Sweet Adeline chapter. And they have barbershop quartets and all sorts of different. Their motto is we want to strive for better, and we've heard them before. In fact, Singing Men of Arkansas we've sung with them before, so that's great. They'll be providing our music as well as the pipers, the Northwest Arkansas pipers. You got to have them. And then Colonel Deason, who is the military and veterans advisor for Senator Bozeman. She's a retired colonel from the Army National Guard. Great speaker. You're really going to be a. She's been very involved with the History Project. With the Veterans History Project, with the Library of Congress. And so she's got some great stories to tell and personal stories from two brothers that served in Vietnam. So that'll be a great and then we honor our veterans through wreaths. A lot of our organizations, not only the VFW, American Legion, Military Order of the Purple Heart, but Lions Club, Elks Club, a lot of different organizations, Unilever, will actually have wreaths there and they'll be placed. And then after we're done, it'll take about 45 minutes or so, we're invited. Inviting everybody out to the post 27, and for donations. I mean, we've got to last year we had no idea how many people were going to show up, but for donations, we'll have a great lunch and a time to commiserate and be with each other.
The flags, so more than 10,000 small flags. That's a lot of flags.
It is, and I you're going to ask me probably where they come from.
I was thinking about it.
I think honestly, I think that our local entities. I'm not sure exactly whom does that. The cemetery itself is very restricted as to what it can do and not do from its funding, and that's why we have the advisory council, because it's our task to raise monies locally and help. For instance, if the carry-on that provides the music breaks down, the cemetery cemetery is not allowed to fix it. It's not part, it's part of a beautification that's separate from maintaining the headstones and the properties. That's basically what they can do.
A value added sort
that's
of.
That's exactly right. That and also the middle area, the things like that. So getting the word out, you know, advertising, posters and things, that's our responsibility as advisory council. There's one other entity too, which I really need to mention. That's the Regional National Cemetery Improvement Corporation. That's been around since the 80s, and it's its responsibility to ensure that we do not close this cemetery. The one in Little Rock has been closed for years, the National Cemetery.
And when we say closed, that doesn't mean people still can't go visit. It's just that no more interments.
Yes, absolutely. Good clarification. Now, as long as there's a spouse that's still out there, for instance, who has chosen to be buried with their husband, that will be allowed. But you're exactly right. This cemetery was in jeopardy a couple of different times if it had not been for that organization to raise monies and then purchase the properties around the cemetery. And then they get attorneys to do pro bono work, and they survey, and they raise everything. I mean, they pull out the entire structure plus all the plumbing and everything below ground, obviously, because you're going to be burying people.
Right.
So that's a great organization. They'll have a short spiel to talk about what they do. And we've had some really good Tyson has stepped in and helped them tremendously. So there are a lot of good organizations.
Steve Gray is the chair of the Fayetteville National Cemetery Advisory Council and talked with us about events scheduled for Memorial Day at the Fayetteville National Cemetery. Office hours at the cemetery are 8 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. And that office phone number is 442-2566.